Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WFHR's Morning Show. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
Our co-host, Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great one out there. In a little bit, we're going to get into some entertainment news and some other fun stuff. I actually had a listener ask me this weekend, is it the morning show at WFHR or mornings with WFHR? And I said yes.
Yeah, we've used both. We really have. It's interchangeable.
We got entertainment news coming up for you in a little bit. We're going to ask what celebrity you'd like to have over for Thanksgiving dinner. We got all those fun things coming up for you. But it is a Monday in the 9 o'clock hour. You know what that means.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Kitchens Open on WFHR for this Monday, November 25th. Oh, Turkey Day, we gather for Thanksgiving. Oh, Turkey Day, which side is it that's winning?
Beth, the musical you're in is about Christmas, not Thanksgiving.
I know that, but both have wonderful meals associated with them. And although I do look forward to enjoying some turkey, the meal isn't complete without all of the side dishes. Mm.
I think we should have let her keep going. That was great. That was a great introduction.
Didn't have any more written.
For some, those are even the best part of the meal. But
yeah, that's true. There are so many to choose from, and there's one for each of us that is our absolute favorite, and that it's just not the Thanksgiving meal without. Mm. For me, it's not a true Thanksgiving meal without the green bean casserole.
Mm. Okay.
You gotta have that.
That's classic, right? Yeah.
I'm just sitting there waiting for the pumpkin pie. It's really what I'm
So that's a side and not a dessert?
It's kind of a side
okay,
to me.
There you
I don't
go.
Know if
All
it
right,
counts.
That works.
I don't know if it counts.
No, it works. It works. I'll give it to you.
Is stuffing considered a side?
Yes.
Okay. I've really gotten into stuffing the last couple of years. I never ate it before, and I've just started to really like it.
Hey, yeah. it's always good to try new things. You know, I'm trying to think. I think it's got to be cranberries.
You like? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cranberries. I will test that. That's his thing.
One or the other, both. You know, like the fresh made or the canned, doesn't matter. All cranberries are good. All but created equal.
I'll tell you what, James. If you want to have a side that tastes like your pumpkin pie, if you have squash or sweet potatoes, sweeten them with your pumpkin pie spice.
That's true.
A little bit of the like a Splenda or something like that, and it makes it taste like you're having the pie with the meal.
It's true.
It's that. Wonderful.
We've done that before, yeah.
That's already happened.
It's going to happen. Which is much better than some of the sides I had growing up. My mom always had pig stomach with it, which sounds absolutely disgusting, but think haggis in a German way. So you just use the lining of the pig stomach to cook, you know, sliced up potatoes, cabbage, and sausage. Hmm. And that was a side that we always had with our Thanksgiving meal. Hmm. So what are the top sides that we have in the country? Well, according to foodandwine.com, back in 2022, Campbell, one of the most well-known soup and sauce brands in America, began releasing its annual State of the Sides report.
That's a great title.
Isn't that wonderful? Providing a snapshot of how customers plan to celebrate Thanksgiving and, most importantly, what they plan to eat. The 2024 report just came out, so it's just been published. The report consists of a survey of responses from 5,000 Americans across all 50 states. So this is not a small sample size. Mm-hmm. And it asks them about who, family or friends, the what, which dishes, and the when, what time of day, for their Thanksgiving spread. The report tallies everyone's rankings of the best Thanksgiving sides, and interesting reversal occurred this year. James, you're not alone. Whereas last year's report ranked mashed potatoes as a top side, this year, stuffing took the top spot.
Really?
Knocking mashed potatoes down a peg.
I'm surprised.
Yep. This is particularly impressive since stuffing only ranked fourth place in 2022.
Wow.
So in 2 years, it went from fourth to first.
Wow. Rising up.
That's all because of James.
Yeah. People like James checking it out.
Just completely me. That's how much stuffing I have been eating.
Boy, your mother must be really good.
Very proud.
Doing a lot of cooking. Other top sides include sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, and mac and cheese, though individual states listed some fun outliers in their top five. So Wyoming loves cranberry sauce.
There you go. Good for you, Wyoming.
You're not allowed to move there.
Just for the cranberry. All the cranberries are here in Wisconsin.
Exactly.
Why would I want to leave?
And why would that not be Wisconsin's top?
That's interesting. Yeah.
Virginia loves bread. New Mexico loves both of those things. Mm. And South Carolina loves green vegetables.
Really?
Yep. Not the mac and cheese you thought.
Well, it's still considered a vegetable. But I wonder if collard greens, because that's a southern dish.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm guessing that is on a lot of tables down in the south for Thanksgiving, for sure.
Absolutely. And it's interesting, salad is not mentioned.
Oh, okay.
Anywhere in this is salad mentioned. Yeah. So I don't know if they consider that a like appetizer, like the pre-dinner part or what. But, you know, that's where you can get your vegetables.
Yeah.
Right?
And I remember, I don't know if my mom did this, but my Nana, we would always serve salad, like a little salad before the meal. And we had to eat a little of it. We had to. I'll never forget that, too. Because even my pop, like everybody was held to that standard, not just us kids. My papa would not be a big salad person, but he would pick at a little bit of it just so she wouldn't give him a hard time.
That's funny. Oh, my gosh. That's my, you know, this is a little bit, I mean, it happened in Thanksgiving, too. But my grandma, my mom's mom, she would, you know, she was always one of those big meal people. You know, she would always create all this stuff for the things. It didn't matter what the meal was. Didn't matter just over for dinner. If it's Christmas, Thanksgiving, cottage cheese. Yeah. There's always a bowl of cottage cheese on the table, and I'm not sure why. There was plenty of other foods, so I don't know what it was, but
maybe
it was always there.
Your protein in a different way.
Calcium, maybe?
Calcium?
I don't know.
Shit stock. stock in cottage cheese.
Ironically, the first time that I realized that I actually could handle cottage cheese was with lettuce. So, you know, I got
kind of like a salad dressing.
It all comes together.
Well, these sides that we've mentioned may be the top of the list, but the list is actually pretty long. Foodnetwork.com published an article on its website that you can go to that lists 105 classic Thanksgiving side dishes you'll make every year.
I'm not going to make 105. Wait a minute. That's too many.
I don't think they mean for you to have them all at the same time.
I'm glad you specified that. Okay.
Well, when you look at the article, I mean, there's a lot of different potatoes there, you know, and stuff. So,
and that's what I noticed when I was going through this article, is it's really different ways to make the things we already
basically
make. Sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes. Although there were a couple of outliers in there that aren't, you know, none of us talked about squash being at our Thanksgiving table. But squash is, this is when it's harvested. This is when it's a great time of year to have that. And there were a couple of wonderful articles in here, like an acorn stuffed squash as a side, or roasting squash can taste really good. Mm. Like I said, you could use acorn squash, or I wouldn't recommend spaghetti squash because it's too stringy.
Yeah.
But
more the solid kind. Yeah,
a solid squash that you could then cut up, roast, and mash. And then
you
add in the pumpkin pie spices, and it tastes like pumpkin pie because pumpkin is a squash.
Yeah.
So it tastes very, very similar. Sweet potatoes, you think of sweet potato pie. It's very similar, but it is a side dish. The one that I found here was called melting sweet potatoes. And, you know, when I think sweet potatoes at the Thanksgiving table, what's the first thing that comes to mind? And it's not the potato.
The marshmallow topping that they I love Thanksgiving. How can we make something that's somewhat healthy and make it totally unhealthy? Let's put marshmallows on it, right?
Yeah, if you make a sweet potato casserole, usually there are marshmallows on top that get toasted. You pop it back into the oven for a little bit and toast it. And I have a couple of little ones in my house that's the only part of that dish that they would ever
Of course, yes.
the hope is that they get at least a little bit of the sweet potato with it.
Do all sweet potatoes have marshmallows with them? I'm genuinely asking.
Asking for a friend?
I'm genuinely asking because I've never heard this before. This
really?
I was 47 years old when I first heard that, sweet potatoes had marshmallows in them.
Not all of them do.
Okay.
Not all of them do.
Why did nobody tell me this?
I want marshmallows on my potatoes.
But the one that I found, the melting sweet potatoes, you slice up the sweet potatoes, and then you fry them, and then you put the marshmallow on top, and then put it into the oven to just roast and toast that marshmallow on top. So you need to make sure that if you're going to do that, that your frying pan is oven compatible. You know, because not all frying pans can you put into an oven.
Right.
So make sure you're using one that is able to do that. Another one that caught my eye, and part of it is because I like the cake, it's an upside down butternut squash tart.
Ooh.
Doesn't that sound delicious?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It takes your favorite vegetable and it turns it over. So you start with a sheet of frozen puff pastry. And you put that down, add a third cup sugar, and it sounds wonderful. You put the sugar on the bottom of the 10-inch skillet, heat over medium heat, shake the skillet frequently so that you don't burn the sugar. You want to caramelize the sugar. And then you cut off the stems and the necks with a peeler and use a mandolin, and you slice the squash as thinly as possible while keeping them in circles.
Okay.
You start to arrange one layer overlapping the squash slices over the bottom of the skillet in concentric circles. Sprinkle with half of the thyme, half of the sage, half of the teaspoon of salt. Lay down another layer of the squash, keep doing that, and then you top it with any of the remaining squash and the puff pastry. So the puff pastry is actually on the top, not the bottom. So you start with the sugar, getting that caramelized, lay down your squash, then you put the puff pastry, and then you bake it for 45 minutes. You have to let it cool a little bit. And then you flip it over onto a plate.
Okay.
So it's like...
That's the upside-down part. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the upside-down cake that has the caramel on the top. Mm-hmm. Well, the caramel has to be made on the bottom when you're baking it. So if you're interested in this recipe, you can go to foodnetwork.com/recipes and look for upside-down butternut squash tart.
That sounds good. It does sound very tasty.
To Beth's point, there's so many of these traditional things that you can add a little twist to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people are going to be making mac and cheese. I saw there's a Millinars mac and cheese that looked really good. Just using some different cheeses like Gouda and sharp edge cheddar. So I think that's a really fun idea. My buddy Will, him and his dad, it's pretty much just been those two for almost 20 years now that they have Thanksgiving. They don't have a lot of family in California or any of this. So one of the things they try to do is every year they make the turkey differently.
You know, there you go.
Sometimes they're deep frying it. Some years they're doing this. Last year they had an Asian turkey.
Ooh.
I didn't get the full story on that. That's just the little synopsis that I got of it and everything. But I think that's a fun way to kind of, especially with some of these things that you've been making for decades. You know, these traditional meals.
Right.
Adding something a little fun to it, a little spice to it.
Right. And I wouldn't do it with everything because some people, that's what Thanksgiving is the tradition. And you don't want to mess with tradition, but it's okay to add something new or different. A vegetable I never have had at Thanksgiving, but I think would be great is, and I saw it in here, there are different recipes for Brussels sprouts. And maybe doing that with some leftover turkey grease. And if you fry it in that, it gives it that flavor, which is wonderful. There is a recipe in here for mushroom and leek bread pudding. So that's kind of like a stuffing side. A bread pudding is kind of that thicker kind of thing. So that I would have never thought to do. You know, who thinks of a leak at Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Or any time, really.
They also have a spinach gratin. So we think of potatoes au gratin. You can make it with cauliflower or broccoli. This uses spinach. So that's another way to add a different vegetable that we're not usually used to having at our Thanksgiving table.
Right. Well, here's one that I came across, and it's not so much that it's a different thing that we did, but it's what my mom called them. So one of the things they put here is Parker House rolls. Those are basically just the rolls that you bake. You know, you put them, the dough down, and when they rise up, they kind of stick together. So you pull them apart, you know, when you get them. Like James was talking earlier about the Hawaiian, you know, basically the Hawaiian rolls. But these were, you know, they call them Parker House rolls. My mom would make these for Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that stuff. But she called them fat pills. So I've always tried to figure out if it's mean they look like pills that just got fat, you know, just got exploded. Or if you eat too many of them, you get fat, right?
Could be both.
But they were perfect. Oh, great stuff. But yeah, that's one of those things that this is close to being like my second, you know, have to have with the cranberries. You have to have good dinner roll with Thanksgiving, right?
Right.
To mop up all the gravy and stuff.
Is it weird that one of my favorite things in the world is bread. I love bread. I love eating bread. One of my favorite parts of it is tearing it apart. The tear.
Yes. Tearing bread apart is fun.
Oh, I love doing that.
So the best advice when it comes to sides, though, is to make what you like. And what we like around here is promoting our sponsors.
Nice.
So if you'd like to sponsor this segment, we'd be glad to talk to you about how we can make that happen.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. give us a call, 715-424-1300, and speak with Pam. She'll put you in touch with Ashley to work out the details.
That number again, 715-424-1300.
And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Yeah. All right. Thanksgiving edition.
Yes. Nicely done, Beth. Yes. Nicely done. Great work, as always. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to another episode of The Kitchen's Open, and looking forward to having a sponsor attached to this, everybody. Just take a listen to any of our shows. You hear how we treat our sponsors. They're family mm-hmm. to us. Mm-hmm. We appreciate everybody wanting to be a part of the team. 424-1300. Be a part of the team, everybody. And we'll be hearing from Beth next Monday. Looking forward to it, Beth.
Thank you.
I do want to put a shout out to our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, where you can hear voices like Beth.
Very similar voices. Yeah.
That Dottie B, she's really good over there.
She's pretty good. Huh? Where it's Laura or Dottie or any of the great personalities we have over there, we're getting more and more of an identity over there at WIRI, mm-hmm. and I encourage people to check it out.
Yes.
We will be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Tell me something good.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. I'm going to get in some entertainment in a moment, but a shout out to Beth and The Kitchen's Open. Nice mm-hmm. job, Beth. That was great.
That was very a great good. Episode.
Very made me hungry.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be listening every Monday in the 9 o'clock spot to hear The Kitchen's Open, everybody. I don't know if they're still there. We're going to take a call here. Good morning. You're on the air.
No, I think they're gone.
Yeah, they hung up. Feel free to call back, 715-424-2600. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear from you guys. We kick off our entertainment with a melancholy note. Game show host Chuck Woolery passed away on Saturday at his home in Texas. He was 83. There's no word on the cause of death, but Chuck was the original host of the Wheel of Fortune back in the late 70s. He went on to host
that.
Yeah. He went on to host Scrabble, that game show in the 80s, mm-hmm. and of course Love Connection from 83 to 94. He was also did some later shows like Lingo on the Game Show Network and Greed on Fox. Mm-hmm. It used to be there was a time where this was a actual job. You were a game show host.
Right.
That was your gig. And you put all of your talent and energy into that gig and to finding more opportunities to do gigs like mm-hmm. that. And Chuck Woolery was one of the like, if you were going to had a new game show starting out, you almost reached out to him first before almost anybody else mm-hmm. Back at a certain point at that time.
Man.
If you're an old schooler, you may recall Chuck actually started off as a musician. He was in a folk group called the Broadmen. And he was in a psychedelic pop duo, the Avant-Garde. Great name.
Man.
They had a hit called Naturally Stoned, actually. They actually had a hit.
Love it.
And he did some country stuff, too, including the songs Painted Lady and Greatest Love Affair. And he co-wrote The Joy of Being a Woman on Tammy Wynette's 1971 album, We Sure Can Love Each Other.
Wow.
I didn't know any of
that. Who knew? Chuck Woolery.
Yeah.
Awesomeness.
Quite a life.
Man, you know, for a while there, man, I remember how big the Love Connection was.
Yeah.
Because it entered the lingo, you know, part of his silly, you know, his goofiness with the show, the premise. He was treating the whole thing very tongue-in-cheek, but he did it in such a way that wasn't like showing up the contestants or anything like that. But, or his famous, we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Yep.
2 minutes, yep. 2 seconds, so kind of thing. Great. I love that. That was one of my favorite.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I have such a respect for people that can do this job. Mm-hmm. That can be the MC, that can host a game show or any of these moving parts shows. It's just so much more difficult than you can know until you've actually done something.
Gotta be quick on your feet. Oh my gosh.
Quite a life. Quite mm-hmm. a life. Have you had a chance to see Wicked yet? It doesn't seem like too many haven't. It did pretty darn well over the weekend. If you did, there's a chance that your theater had the volume too low. Now, last week we talked about how AMC was asking people not to sing along to movies.
Okay.
I looked into it, and there were actually some people that were kicked out of theaters because of singing.
Disruptive singing. Interesting.
So I wonder if it had anything to do with that. These two are tied together or not.
Hmm.
Director John M. Chu says that you need to ask your theater to crank it up to 7. To a 7.
Okay.
Quote, I've gone to a couple of screenings and they are more like at a 6.4. If you want it the way it was intended, a 7 is the way to do it. Dolby, you know, the audio visual mm-hmm. company, responded, quote, we've got you covered with a salute emoji. And they, of course, are the ones that are in the studio.
Yep, that's right. They have the systems, the sound systems. Yep.
Many fans replied on John's tweet that they did know that they could they did request a volume change, and some said their viewing did sound low. Wicked Part 1, of course, won the box office this weekend. It opened at $114 million domestically and $164 million worldwide.
Wow.
It set the record for the biggest global and domestic opening for a movie based on a Broadway show.
Whoa. Wow. Yeah. That's saying something.
Shocking that it beat Cats. Shocking. Yeah. No. It's not shocking. In case you're wondering how the other half of Glicked did, Gladiator 2 opened with $55 million domestically. Not bad, but not what they were expecting.
No. And the whole... the whole thing they were trying to do just failed miserably. Because you can't
it did.
Do it.
You can't force it.
How much
you can't force it?
I really wish over the head with this stuff.
I really wish they would have just done, if they were going to do a Gladiator 2, I mean, just have it very... don't even bring up Gladiator.
I'm telling you.
Just don't even bring it up.
Make it a different movie.
Yeah.
Call it The Fall of Rome. Else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything about that movie looks amazing to me, except for the Gladiator part. Like, I'm not talking about the actual Gladiator battles or anything. I mean, any ties to that movie. I didn't have any interest in the original, but this one looks awesome to me. The trailers look fantastic. Fantastic. You got Denzel in Rome. Like, I mean, sign me up.
Love it.
The amount of what they can do now with graphics and props and everything. Mm-hmm. So those Roman like fights are so much. It's not even close to what the original Gladiator was.
Right.
But yeah, there's so much about it also that just doesn't seem like that entertaining to me in some ways too. And I don't think people are as... We're seeing more and more. Hollywood is trying to figure out, well, wait a minute. People love documentaries. People love biography movies. But they don't necessarily like movies about the past. Like, there's this big bridge right now happening. Mm-hmm. We had the influx of World War II movies and some of that, and World War I movies and some of those.
Yep.
And that kind of has faded now.
Yep.
And the superhero movies, well, that has faded now. Mm-hmm. So people are looking at what's the next trend, what is the next thing. That's why we had the whole Glicked thing going on this weekend, because this is all parody and stuff.
Sounds like a swear word.
It does. It is a swear word. Well, I'll tell you this. The producers of Gladiator are calling it a swear word.
Well, it's your own fault.
Well, I got to see Wicked on Saturday at our theater here in Wisconsin Rapids, and it was fantastic. I would say the volume was perfect, and the theater was pretty full. I was surprised by the number of young children in the audience.
Cool.
And nobody sang.
Oh, okay.
Made me happy.
See our discussion on Friday or whenever it was. It was Friday. We talked about that. Yeah.
I couldn't, honestly, sitting there listening to it. And yeah, I mean, I know a couple of the songs, but I mean, I don't know how you could even think of singing along with those beautiful voices.
I mean,
like, there's no way you could compete. And I don't know why you would try.
Right.
Were you a fan of the book or the play? Okay. That's cool.
I've never seen the Broadway musical, but I was definitely a fan of the book. It's been so many years since I read it, though. I don't, you know, the differences didn't jump out at me some people are talking about. Mm-hmm. But I thought that the visuals in the movie were fantastic.
Cool.
The acting was wonderful. The dancing was, you know, what you expect from a Broadway musical. It was great. I thought it was great. I love it.
I want more movie reviews from Melissa.
That was really good. Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. I want more reviews.
So what other movies did you watch this weekend, Melissa? I want to know now.
I watched the first... the two Jumanjis, the new one.
Okay.
I watched the new Jumanji 1 and the new Jumanji 2 back to back.
Man,
it was a movie marathon night for me.
Cool.
I got to hang out with my dad a bit this weekend. I feel like I was a bad son. Like, Melissa would have been a better kid this weekend. Like, the Reuben sandwich, watching those movies. My dad loves those movies. He would have had more fun hanging out with you, Melissa.
I had
a lot
of popcorn this weekend, too. I ate popcorn for every movie.
Did you?
So
you earned it.
Did you see the original Jumanji, Melissa?
Of course.
Okay, I wasn't. I haven't been able to get myself to watch the new ones. My dad has been beating me over the head. Yeah,
you're
that's what
out.
He says. He's like, you gotta watch him. Yeah.
And I had watched the beginning of the second one a while back. I didn't remember the rest of the movie, but there was one thing that I was disappointed about in the second one at the beginning.
Mm.
Okay. But it got better.
Good. Oh, okay. That's good.
It did not continue through the whole movie. I'm not going to ruin it for anybody who hasn't seen it. Well, but let's just say I thought I was going to be disappointed, and I was not.
Oh, cool. Even better. That's cool.
Very cool. And be on the lookout for our new show, Movie Reviews with Mel.
Melissa on Movies.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay. You just got to figure out how I can watch them then.
Yeah.
I only managed to fit it in this weekend because I literally just shut down.
I'm done.
And now I have to force myself to do something. Let's watch Jumanji.
There you go.
While we're waiting for that show, you do have shows to look forward to with Melissa every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to be here for Community Stories with Melissa Kay from 5 to 6 every Tuesday and Thursday. We're hearing already such great things about that show and some really great work and great reporting you're doing, Melissa.
Yes, indeed.
Our new podcast, What the Muppet, our newest episode is out today, everybody. Be sure to check that out wherever you get your podcasts. What the Muppet, gobble, gobble. That is today's episode. Where we
talk. It's a Muppet Monday.
Yep, it's a Muppet Monday, and all we are talking about this week is Arbor Day. That's why it's called Gobble Gobble. No, it's a Thanksgiving episode.
I know where she got that title from. Pretty sure.
Yeah. We've only got a handful of episodes left in the second season here, everybody. Mm-hmm. So be sure to check those out, and keep in mind that we will be taking a bit of a hiatus with What the Muppet, but it will be back.
Yeah, for very important reasons. Yeah. She's going to be a little busy.
I'm going to be a papa. Oh, yeah, and Bria and Matt are going to have a kid.
Yeah,
that whole thing. But I'm going to be a papa. No, that's So we've got all that going on, and we're looking forward to being back with you. And thank you so much, everybody. Check it out wherever you get your podcast, What the Muppet. Be sure to get your tickets for Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's productions.
Yes.
Now, White Christmas is the big one. December 5th, be sure to get your tickets for that, everybody. They are so set and ready to go, this cast. It is a flawless cast. You're going to have such a good time with them. But I do want to remind you as well that there's some other great things going on at WRCT. They have an elf tea party coming up on December 6th.
Cool.
That is going to be our December 8th, I think it's. I'm having a hard time reading it, sorry. But you can find it at wrctheater.org, that LT party. And they've got the first ever Children's Theater Christmas program coming up December 20th. Ooh. Those are
greatest
all
Christmas
be fun.
Pageant ever.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Get your tickets for all these events and find out more at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Rekindle the Spirit.
All right.
And which celebrity would you invite over for Thanksgiving? All that coming up for you after our news break here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Rainy Days from the 10,000 Maniacs playing us in here a little bit. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. In a moment, I want audience participation. Which celebrities would you invite over for Thanksgiving? Let us know, 715-424-2600. Right now, though, I want to talk a little bit about Rekindle the Spirit, the Great Parade, one of our signature events coming up here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yes, indeed. Mm. Exciting.
We're going to be a part of this, everybody.
Yes, we are.
It was a fun event.
Stop copying me, Seth.
No, I'm just
kidding. Oh, that was good. Yes. Well done. We all have notes here for Rekindle the Spirit, and I'm going to let Seth kind of tip this off for us here and everything. But real quickly, I do want to send a shout out to our great friends over at Travel Wisconsin. Mm. They have a great article about Rekindle the Spirit on their website.
Awesome.
Promoting the event, promoting Central Wisconsin, promoting Wisconsin Rapids. I think Travel Wisconsin, they got a lot on their plate. They got a lot to cover, and they do a really good job of it. A big tip of the hat to them for that. You can go to travelwisconsin.com to find out about this and other great local events.
All right. Well, so here is the schedule for Wednesday, everyone. From 3:30 to 6:30, Chatterbox Catering will have a food truck at Veterans Park offering hot drinks and delicious food for purchase. So you got that covered. There's going to be food there. Don't want to forget about that. At about 5:25, the Grand Avenue Bridge Lighting Ceremony and Ribbon Cutting will be taking place. Of course, I think everyone knows all the work that's been going on the bridges over the last several months to get it ready for this. These are the new lighting effects that they have on there. It's going to be pretty cool, I think, as we go along, because they can make them specific for holidays and things. I think it's going to be really cool. And then at about 5:45, that is when the parade begins. Of course, they'll be starting at the Boys and Girls Club at the Y. That's where it's going to start, going down Grand Avenue all the way up to around the library or so. And then after the parade, at about 6:45, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be visiting the Hotel Mead.
Santa!
James is ready with complimentary holiday photos provided by Titania Photography. So that's the outline, everyone, of what's going to be happening on Wednesday. And like James said, we will be participating.
Yeah, yeah. Melissa, we're going to have some fun down there.
Yes, we are. We're going to be walking in the parade, and I think Agatha's even going to be there.
Agatha will be there, yes. I have been told by her publicist that Agatha will be there.
She's busy. It's hard to land
down. Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's going to be so much fun. We love being a part of these things, and we're looking forward to it so much this weekend. This week, everybody. Mm-hmm. It's coming up on Wednesday. Rekindle the Spirit. Be sure to make plans. We'll meet you down there, everyone.
Bundle up. It's going to be chilly.
Yep.
Do want to send a shout out to the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce and so many of the great individuals and community business members and volunteers and everything. This truly is one of our signature events here in Wisconsin Rapids.
It is. One of my favorites.
It's one of the things that brings people to our community and makes them want to live in our community and stay in our community. So let's be on our best behavior. Let's have some fun. Rekindle the Spirit kicking off this Wednesday. Downtown Wisconsin Rapids. We'll talk more about it as we get closer to it, of course. And, of course, the very next day is Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're setting up for Thanksgiving. You've got everything all in line. Mm-hmm. And you got a place set for everybody. And you want to make sure that these two are sitting next to each other and all these people. And well, you know, you got room. You got plenty of food. Why not involve – it's Thanksgiving. Why not invite Jelly Roll? Like, hey, I mean
– just to name someone, you know. Yeah.
Is there not a better guest than Jelly Roll to have on Thanksgiving? There's a lot of great celebrities out there. There's a lot of people that I think would be fun personalities. I joked earlier about Martha Stewart or Gordon Ramsay because it's Thanksgiving. Why not invite somebody over that really, you know,
really good with food, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Let mom.
Do you really want them to critique your cooking, though?
No, we'll put it to work.
No, make them cook. Yeah, I wouldn't make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for either of those two, but I would definitely make them cook. Yeah.
That's what they're good at, right?
Who is your celebrity guest that you think would be a good, and not your favorite celebrity, you think would make a great Thanksgiving guest?
Mm-hmm. Mine is still Jack Black.
Ah, it's so good, Melissa. Oh, that's so good. I thought that's who you were going to say, and it still surprised me. That's great. That's a good one. That's a really good one. So a website is asking people to rank the celebrities they'd invite over for Thanksgiving, and we have the top 20. Seth, did you have any?
Yeah, let me throw a name out there, because not only is he funny, I think he'd be a great conversationalist at the table, and he loves food because it's a big part of his act. I would invite Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, great one. Nice. Oh, that's a good one.
I think he's one of the funnier comedians out there, and he does a lot with food, so I think that would be perfect for him.
I was trying to think of a comedian, but a not divisive comedian.
Right.
And Jim Gaffigan is like the definition.
He's really one of
that.
Those people,
like,
yeah.
He may be the go-to guy, if not the go-to guy, when it comes to, hey, I want comedy, but I don't want division. I don't want politic talk or any of that. Gaffigan's probably the best guy for that.
Wow. Talk about
if I had to pick a comedy, it'd be Fern Brady.
Oh, good one, too. Good one, too. Yeah. I like all of these.
Yeah.
Those are all really good ones. So,
and who would you invite, James?
Well, honestly, if so I was thinking, but all I kept up coming up with were people that are no longer with us. Like, I would love to have Mr. Rogers at my wedding. Am I Thanksgiving?
Yep.
So, and I've mentioned this before.
Bob Ross.
Yes, exactly. My Thanksgivings, there's so much energy. There's so much drama.
Somebody to bring the temperature down?
Yeah. Just a peacemaker.
Calm.
Just
there
a
you
peacemaker
go.
There. I'd
so
love that.
Would it maybe be better to have Judge Judy?
No.
You know what? You know what, Melissa? I tip my hat to you. You came up with the perfect guest. My dad absolutely loves that woman. He may listen to her before my mom. Like
wow.
And nobody, I don't care who you are, nobody is countering Judge Judy. You are not fighting her.
I told you to pass the potatoes.
Yeah. Let's take a call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Now, if you didn't like turkey, you'd ask Eddie's wife on National Lampoon to make that turkey.
Well done. Yes,
that's
yes,
a good
well
one. Done. Yeah.
No, that's a good one. Thank you for that. Thank you. You have a great morning.
Order some Chinese instead. Yep. There you go. Yeah.
So at number 20 on the list, Adele. Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, she would be, but you'd want her to sing, you know? But at the same time, you're like, maybe she'd take a break.
She's a really great talker.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I've never heard an interview with her before.
If I had to choose a singer, it would be my new favorite singer, Aurora, because she would just be hilarious at a meal.
I think Seth has a strong thing here. If you're inviting these people over, are you inviting them over to just be themselves, or are you inviting them over to do
for
something?
For a reason, yeah. That's exactly.
Maybe we should have been more specific
on
that
right.
part. Let's go ahead and take a call. Good morning. You're on the show.
You guys are missing the whole point. It'll be the morning show. The morning show to come over on Thanksgiving with me.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Really?
Oh, all right.
You just warmed the cockles of my heart, Kevin.
The top celebrities in central Wisconsin, everybody's missing the whole point. So it has to be the WFHR morning show.
Aww. Kevin wins the best fan prize.
So, Seth, it was at 9:45 that we had this. Yep. When you're looking for the bumper to put together and the promotion
we have
stuff,
it
was right
we
there.
We have it right there.
Yes, right there.
The WBAs will be hearing about this.
We'll be there, Kevin. Well, as long as there's pie, there's pie, we'll
yeah,
be there.
Really,
we'll,
basically, yeah, really, basically, yeah.
Well, you don't even have to pay us. It's just,
James
it's
will
just
bring that. His own pasta.
Yes, I will. Yeah, I will.
I'll have a place setting just for you, James, with pumpkin pie.
Yes. Thank you.
And then maybe I might throw a little bit of pumpkin pie or pecan pie on Seth's spot, but then he can have everything else. And then Melissa, I mean, obviously she likes a good Thanksgiving meal. So you're the only one who's going to have the different plate.
That's fantastic. You're the best, man. We appreciate you.
Tell you the truth, you got to go to Flavortown. You got to get Guy Fieri to come in.
Oh, that would be a good one. Yes, he'd be fun.
Yeah.
He'd be a lot of fun, yeah.
And another great talker.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Stuff. That's a perfect one. That's a good one. I feel like I threw Martha Stewart out there because of the big name. I actually think I wouldn't be able to be comfortable around her. Like, she seems like a very nice person. She seems like she doesn't put on airs, especially at this point in her life and everything.
You've also seen her in Sports Illustrated.
Nice. Wow. I just got completely red-faced and completely lost where I was going with that joke.
Sorry.
Well done.
That was good.
That was a great call, Kev. We appreciate you. Safe travels out there, man.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too. You too.
Yeah, you too.
Literally the best listeners in radio. Mm-hmm. That was awesome. Amy Poehler is on this list. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Tina Fey is on this list as well.
You'd want them together, though.
Absolutely.
You'd want them both, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm making my brother and sister move so I can have them next
Get out of here. Get out of here, yeah.
The Rock is on here.
Oh, okay.
Now, interesting, is he bringing his normal meals with him? Because if he is, you're going to have plenty of food. That man eats a lot of food.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
We were talking earlier about the calorie intakes, and it was like literally one of the first things I thought of is The Rock's daily meals. Yes. It's like insane. Zooey Deschanel shows up on this list. Now,
she'd be great.
Yeah. Just seems like a very... I have no idea. I've never obviously met her, and I've only seen a handful of interviews, but she seems like such a wonderful spirit.
Yes.
Her and Amy Adams.
Just be great people
similar
to just
vibe.
Have.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Scarlett Johansson, Jennifer Aniston. So a lot of actresses showing up on the list. Rachel McAdams, Emma Watson. Mm-hmm. A lot of actresses. I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
and then that's not a bad thing. I don't think Jennifer Aniston would be a blast to have.
Yeah. I think she'd have a lot of great stories. Yeah.
I'm not sure why necessarily.
Specifically her. Yeah.
Is this a lot of guys answered this survey that were in the position that I had always been in before, where it feels like every Thanksgiving, especially Thanksgiving, even more than Christmas, I was going there, my brother, my sister, my cousins, they've all got their significant other. And then there's me showing up.
Maybe it's just lonely guys that are doing the survey.
Yeah. And it's just a bunch of guys.
I'll bring a famous actress with me. Yeah.
I wish Scarlett Johansson.
That's not why I picked Jack Black. That's not why.
No. To be fair, no one would. Not for that.
You did that because you're the smart one in the group. That's why you did that. Patrick Stewart comes in at number 5. Patrick Stewart.
Now, he would be, can you imagine the stories, man?
Wow.
That'd be pretty good.
And by the way, he'd be like, what is this Thanksgiving here? What are you talking about? I don't understand that.
Might be a little confused.
He's lived in the United States for long enough.
Meryl Streep comes in at number 3.
Oh, yeah. She'd be great. Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. at number 2. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. 1,000%.
I think he should do that. Just find a random house, talk to like one person and say, all right, I'm going to show up for Thanksgiving. All right. And then just show up and everyone would be freaking out because Robert Downey Jr. is there for Thanksgiving.
I love the idea of doing this. And he talks to the head of the house, and only they know. So there's this mystery plate just sitting there like, who's this for and everything. And he just shows
just
up.
Just wait.
I would like to be famous just so I could do that.
Yeah, right.
I have no interest in fame, but things like that, or when like Bill Murray or Tom Hanks crash a wedding.
Yep.
Yes, 100%. I would 100%
that would be fun.
Be
yeah.
that guy. And at number one on the list, Morgan Freeman. Morgan Ooh. Freeman was the top name to bring onto the list.
How did Paul Rudd not make that list?
Oh, yeah. that's a good great. Paul Rudd would be awesome.
Like, yeah, got to be outside the lines, which, like right outside the top 20.
From what I've heard from like just regular people that have worked and known him for years, he's like the sweetest human being on the face of the planet. Not putting on any airs. He's like just one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
He's just genuine.
Yep.
I think Conan O'Brien. I think that's who I would bring on. I think
Conan would be awesome.
Did Conan show up on the list?
Was he on the list?
I gotta see him.
He should be.
John Oliver or
oh yeah,
John Colbert. Stewart, they would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris shows up here. Anna Kendrick.
Yeah, that would be good. John Stewart would be an excellent one.
Oh, my God. Right at number 28, John Stewart.
Oh, John Stewart.
Wow, just as you said that. That was odd. That was crazy. Benedict Cumberbatch is right behind John Stewart, and I don't know why, but I love that. I love that's fantastic.
Again, why are we inviting British people? They don't do Thanksgiving. They have something similar, but it's not theirs.
Conan shows up at number 33.
Oh, good. He is on there. Excellent.
Well, Seth, I mean, to be fair, the original people that were invited to Thanksgiving were the British people.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. That's fair. That's true. That's very true.
All the undocumented immigrants.
You know, for me, James, because I've been told that we are similar in appearance, instead of Conan, I think I'd probably invite Andy Richter.
Just because
we can see how much we really actually look alike.
Yeah, that'd be right.
You wouldn't just ask him to be your body double and fill in for you?
That would be even better. Yeah.
That ensconced would be. With a pumpkin pie.
I didn't even know Seth wasn't here.
Yeah, right. It does look just like him.
That
I don't know
Andy
what it
Richter
was.
Richter is good. He's good. We will take a time out. We'll come back. We're talking local events, and we're talking fun and good stories of the day when we get back. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Monday. Thanks for kicking your week off with us, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, Mel and I will be hanging out with you. We got a couple of fun things to get into. Some Thanksgiving talk we'll have and other stuff. Getting a fun show tomorrow. We got a bunch lined up for you. Be sure to join us from that. And every morning from 8 to 10. Of course, our schedule will be a little different this week with the holiday weekend. Mm-hmm. We will get into that on Wednesday. We'll really hit that hard on Wednesday, what our schedule is going to look like. But we got good stuff for you, everybody.
We do.
Can tell you that right away. I did want to get to some good stories of the day. One of them is actually kind of cool. It's from Pam. The leftover pie dough, Pam's mom would bake it up into strips and put jam on it after it was baked.
Ooh, jam. That's interesting.
That'd be good.
That sounds good, yeah.
Part of the reason that's
like a
good
tart.
That's a good story of the day, because I am trying that. I have not heard of that before.
It almost sounds like a tart, you know, like a little tart.
I believe I just said that. It was tart.
It did sound good.
She doesn't listen to me.
Well, I was talking
you. She just ignores me all the time.
Try to tune you out. I mean, it's a work in progress.
You're not the only one.
Be sure to, I like the idea of both of you trying to tune each other out.
Yes.
So eventually this show, when we like 5 years from now.
Be a repeat
it's
of
just,
each other.
Hey, James, would you mind telling Melissa? Seth, would you mind telling Seth?
Yeah.
It's just the whole show is just that. We got a great show lined up for you a little bit later today. We kick off Midday Magazine for you for the week from 4 to 5 in part 1 with our great friends from Savor the Arts. Sally Kistner, executive director, will be with us. We'll have Eric Britnocker from the Performing Arts Center, and Kevin Baker from Boogie and the Yo-Yo is going to join us.
Oh, cool.
Boogie.
That's going to be awesome. Got a lot of fun conversation to have with Kevin. And, of course, Sally and Eric. Looking forward to that. And in part two, Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods.
Wow.
Awesome.
Always a great
everyone
interview.
Back today.
Yeah,
wow.
It's going to be a good one.
Good
Nothing
shows.
But great interviews all week this week. We, of course, got good stuff lined up for you, of course, later today. Playmakers. Be sure to join us from that from 5 to 6. Looking forward to a fun show lined up. And on Wednesday, we're going to have the fourth period for you. Coach Peckman, GM of your River Kings, is going to be with us. Looking forward to that.
I believe they're playing their final game, like, as we speak, out in Detroit, I think is where they were.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, I want to remind you again, we have a blood drive happening today from 2 to 7 at the former East Junior High School Music Room. They're right in their cafeteria area. You can head on over there from 2 to 7 today and donate and be a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Seth, you had something for us.
Yes. So coming up this weekend, we have the high school's basketball season has started just this last week. We got the boys starting this week. And we have a tradition, everybody. The 40th. Mm-hmm. Yes. The 40th annual Cranberry Classic will be coming up this Friday. This is, of
40th annual.
It's starting on Friday at 9 a.m., continues till about 10 o'clock each day. The participating girls of varsity teams are Assumption, Columbus Catholic, Nakusa, and Pittsville. Mm-hmm. And the participating varsity boys teams are Assumption, Columbus Catholic, Nakusa, and Port Edwards. You will notice these are almost all local teams, yeah, which is really cool.
Awesome.
We are very happy to be bringing you a couple of these games on Friday as well. We're going to be hammering out the details. Mike Comer will be there, and we will be broadcasting, I believe, two games on Friday and then the championship game on Saturday on 105.5 WIRI. So if you can't make it in person, tune in, everyone. We're going to be having some games on the air.
It's going to be a lot of awesome. Fun. Be mm-hmm. sure to join us for that, everybody.
Great tradition.
And the community Thanksgiving dinner is taking place today from 5 to 7 over at the Elks Lodge. Number 693.
Yep.
Be sure to head on over there, everybody. They are also looking for donations for the meal. They're hoping to serve 150 people, but
that's so cool.
You know, we were talking about this the other day, and they've got more than enough. Be sure to mm-hmm. head on over there, spread the word about this one, and make sure to please let those that could really use this meal know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is open to the public, so
everybody.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what your bank account is or anything mm-hmm. like that. You are more than welcome to come, but
yep.
please, we do encourage you to reach out to people that you know could really use this meal.
Yeah.
And a big, big thank you to all the volunteers, mm-hmm. to our Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693, doing such incredible work in this community. Support all these different things that these guys do,
yep.
And all the great people over there do. We really appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the community Thanksgiving dinner happening tonight from 5 to 7 over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693. Be sure to meet them there for that, everybody.
All right.
Of course, we got great stuff lined up for you throughout the week as well. We're going to get into our schedule a little bit more, in our sports schedule. But again, Melissa and I be hanging out tomorrow, and in our Midday Magazine tomorrow, we'll have the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce and the Family Center on with us.
Ooh, talking nice. A little rekindle the spirit.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Mm-hmm. You guys, great show today.
That was a good Monday show. Yeah.
Join us later tonight for Playmakers. Going to give away River Kings tickets. Wanted to mention that too.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, River Kings tickets tonight, everybody. Yeah. Have a great show. Have a great day, everyone. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.